0365.
Prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is Patriots Day, 2009, April 19th. It was 16 years ago, hard to believe, 16 years ago that the feds, the Delta Force, this is congressional testimony, went in and machine gunned all the Davidians as they tried to enter out the back of the building. After the feds set the place on fire, they were going to show them who was boss. The BATF, 51 days earlier, had pulled up, opened fire on the wooden church, killed a bunch of people. The Davidians fought back. The BATF cowardly held their hands up and begged for mercy. The Davidians let them leave. And, of course, then the children, women, and men were all slaughtered with extreme pleasure. And that's how the New World Order rolls. And then 2 years later, the Waco had ignited such an anti-New World Order movement that the feds bombed their own federal building. And I've interviewed the police, the investigators. It's come out in declassified FBI documents. It's been in major news that that was a government black op. You can go to Infowars.com and Google search Oklahoma City FBI documents if you'd like to read it. It's been in the Associated Press, been in major newspapers where it broke in Salt Lake City when the judge in a case by a lawyer investigating it ordered the documents released. It's all right there for you. McVeigh, a black op officer, shut up by his own people and then drugged throughout the trial in Denver and then executed quietly in Terre Haute, Indiana. But I'm not going to digress and get into that today. What we are going to cover, ladies and gentlemen, is the cold, hard facts of what's happening to our society and the predatory elite that is taking over. Now, for the last 11 years, I've been in possession of secret federal training documents for federal police. State police now being federalized near local police. And about a month ago, 5 weeks ago, we broke the MIAC report, federally written, in Missouri, saying Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, Bob Barr supporters, gun owners are basically terrorists. And then we also broke the major news 2 weeks ago that is now national news everywhere, about a week and a half ago to be technical. It's now major news everywhere, one of the biggest stories of the year so far. The federal report itself, one of many, actually written by George Bush's people and then reissued by Barack Obama. We pointed that out in our articles, but when the national fake conservative media picked it up, they didn't want to tell you that. They wanted to make it a left-right issue. No, it's not a left-right issue. They list people that are for bike lanes as terrorists in training manuals. You can read at Infowars.com. Anti-death penalty groups, peace groups, environmental groups, anyone who basically can spell their name, anyone who can basically talk, hasn't had all their mercury injections and doesn't drink enough fluoride, anyone who can rub two brain cells together is listed as a threat to the government. But this newest one does say that the number one threat to Homeland Security and its main job is to deal with returning veterans, period, gun owners, people buying guns and ammo are terrorists. And so just remember that. That's how the establishment always acts. They pick a weird group, a kooky group, a group that they can get most of society to say, yeah, go ahead and burn down that church. They're a bunch of weirdos. And they were pretty weird, but most of the really bad stuff was lies. I've investigated it in depth up in Waco 16 years ago. And they torch those people, and they use it to set a precedent. You know, first Hitler didn't start with the gypsies or the Jews or the Seventh-day Adventist. Hitler started with retarded children, then mildly retarded children. They would euthanize them, race hygiene. They used the psychiatric system. Then it was unpopular minorities like Jews and others. just like they set up Homeland Security to, quote, deal with Muslim terrorists hiding under your bed. Now they admit the entire time it was being set up for the American people, those that don't like 80% tax rates that the UN's calling for, those that don't like open borders, those that don't like police states. And now the Army Times, NORTHCOM, the Army War College have announced their number one enemy is the American people. And they're going to use the military on the American people for gun confiscation, and that's in all the government documents. And we list those. I've made films about those going back for 12 years. I don't know, 99, I guess. No, 97, 12 years. Yes, my first film made 12 years ago, 97. It's now 2009. So this is the facts. Now, I make this point quite often because it's so important. Throughout history, throughout time immemorial, tyranny is the norm. It is the ether in which humanity swims. Oppression, disarmament, enslavement, having economies that are totally imploded because the elites do that by design. And that's how we know what was going to happen in the future, because we're reading the UN documents, the Council on Foreign Relations documents, the Trilateral Commission documents, the books written by these people. And I've written countless articles and had my writers write countless articles and linked to countless editorials written by these people where they tell you exactly what they're going to do. Now, the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, the true government of the United States, in 2007 republished an article in the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Inhofe did, that he had written in the early 1990s for the Club of Rome. And in that document, he states that the environmental movement is completely phony. It's a new religion. He's very atheistic and makes fun of people and says they need a new religion. We'll give them one. Now, there are certainly real environmental problems. Don't get that confused. They're saying they'll hijack the movement, create a carbon tax on the entire carbon cycle between plants and animals on terra firma, this planet. And that they would then regulate and control every facet of Western society and shut down every factory and business. Why? Because they don't like you owning guns. They don't like your pension funds. They see you as spoiled. Their job is to bankrupt you so you live like they do in Mexico or North Korea. This is all stated. And so China, India, all these other nations, they have to make zero carbon cuts. The United States does. England does, Germany, France, Belgium, Holland, the Netherlands, Japan. This will leverage all production to third world police states the globalists already control. China signed IMF World Bank agreements for one-child policies under State Department Memorandum 200, which you like to read, State Department Memorandum 200, declassified in 1992, written in 1973. Now, they're setting up a worldwide control grid to restrict your access to energy, to jobs, to make you feudal serfs so they can force a one-child policy on you, so that you're totally at the will of the government. Why don't you read State Department Memorandum 200? Why don't you Google it now instead of sucking your thumb and watching sports this evening? Do you like being conned? Do you like being lied to? Do you like losing your entire future? If you want any future for yourself, and we always said in the past, for your children, you're not going to have to wait. Maybe you don't care about your children. Do you care about yourself? They have done it. EPA takes first step towards climate change. That's the AP headline. And then you read, it will be hundreds of new taxes, bare minimum. Already in Oregon, New York, California, they're banning fireplaces and permits for new homes. They're banning space heaters and fireplaces in Europe. Total control over every facet of your life. Here's another headline. Waxman won't compromise on 20% carbon cap and climate measure. Do you know what a 20% cut in our greenhouse gas emissions will mean? Do you have any idea the level of that tax? House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Henry Waxman said he won't compromise on his proposed 20% reduction in greenhouse gases over the next decade in the face of criticism from lawmakers who say the economy could suffer. Have another article where they're going to put a carbon tax on all your cars. and they're going to fund all of their other programs. The death camps are built. We'll be right back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $872.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $897.91, $448.95 for half ounce, and $224.48 for the quarter ounce. That's $897.91, $448.95, and $224.48.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I was drinking more than I should and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I've got to get a better handle on all my affiliates. They told me earlier this week we had 2 new affiliates for the Sunday show. One is in Miami, and the other in Washington State, and I just totally forgot to keep that piece of paper and plug them, but I'll be sure and do it next week. A lot of new stations picking up the weekday show, a lot of new stations picking up the Sunday broadcast. We're very, very thankful for that. Your calls are coming up at 877-590 855-877-590-5525. We'll get you up and on the air. All right, here are my stacks of news. EPA takes first step towards climate change regs. Translate that into hundreds of taxes on every facet of your life. And they admit that deeper in the article. But still, you tell the public, these are taxes. And they go, really? And then you find out it's all a complete and total fraud. You know, now that it's been proven the Earth's just started cooling the last 2 years since the sun cooled off, goes through a 12-year cycle. So then they're saying, oh, climate change. Pretty soon they'll go, Mommy, Grandpa says that there used to be something called seasons, and it got hot and cold. No, honey, he's a conspiracy theorist. Grandpa's with Al-Qaeda. That's why they took him away for re-education. Good, Grandma. I heard people that claim that we used to have seasons were evil. By the way, they now admit they're chemtrailing us. The White House has come out and said, oh, yeah, we're doing tests spraying the atmosphere to save you from global warming. Folks, they've been doing it since 1996. The guy won a Nobel Prize for it in 92. Said they'd mix chemicals with jet fuel, perfect compartmentalization, spray the atmosphere. And they're doing it. And now AP last week, oh, yeah, we're going to spray you. We're going to terraform the planet. Mommy, Grandpa says there used to be seasons on the planet. Honey, don't listen to Grandpa. He's a terrorist. That's why the men in black uniforms took him away. There really wasn't seasons once? Mommy, Grandpa's a liar? Yes, he's a liar. Now drink your mercury shake. Mommy, kids didn't used to have to be in wheelchairs. They used to be able to walk. 'Cause, Mommy, I'm 19 and I can hardly talk. No, geniuses like you have always had a 76 IQ. Mommy, can I have more mercury? Yes, honey. Oh, I can't handle it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. EPA takes first step towards climate change. Again, we've got another report here. New pollution limits seen for cars and big plants. So they're going to make you have a hybrid. You know, they keep lying on the news going, this car goes 200 miles an hour on 1 gallon of gas. And then they try to do a test and the thing goes 5 miles and breaks down. It's a complete lie. Oh, my goodness. But that, regardless, they keep mixing in their land-grabbing agenda and their taxes on every, you know, form of carbon dioxide that plants breathe. They keep mixing that in with new energy and new technologies and all these good things. All it is taxes. So we'll be going over that. And, of course, you will be paying your taxes to the private IMF and World Bank. I've been telling you that for over a decade, but now it's big news as they unveil it and announce the new global currency already being issued bank to bank. They're already moving away from the dollar. That's why the Wall Street Journal had an article on Wednesday about China, Japan, Russia, Europe move away from dollar reserves. Massive dumping of the dollar the last few months as they move into the new SDRs being issued by the IMF and World Bank. That's bank-to-bank lending. It's digital money. Less than 1% of global, quote, money or liquidity is actual paper. So we'll be getting more into that after I take calls in the next segment. We'll take a lot of calls today. Also, I saw this story in the New York Times. FBI and states vastly expand DNA databases. And the New York Times says it's a 17-fold increase on the amount of DNA they're going to be taking each year. And if you read the new regs, it's not a law, the new regs, just like England adopted this about 5 years ago, so did Europe proper. It says when you're detained, and detained is when the cops turn the lights on their cars, they're going to take the tissue swab out of your cheek. Those are some of the largest cells in the body, easily scraped off without bleeding. And they're going to put it in a DNA database. Guilty until proven innocent. Now, this can all sound fine and dandy. The problem here is it violates the Fourth Amendment. Against unreasonable search and seizure, there has to be a probable cause with oath or affirmation. Particular place, persons to be searched. And then, of course, you have Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, head of the FBI crime lab back in 1996, who quit saying They basically framed everybody. Every major city I've seen, just here in Texas, Houston Crime Lab, San Antonio Crime Lab, Dallas Crime Lab, Tulia Crime Lab, and all over the country. Google the name of your town or city and the crime lab fraud, and they've pretty much all been caught. I've never Googled a city that hadn't. And they just frame whoever they want. It's just an assembly line of lies. Remember a couple of years ago, Houston Chronicle headline about thousands framed by the city? Or Dallas just pulls you over and they throw a bag of chalk in your car and say it's cocaine and they take your car and your house, but then they don't even charge you. They just say asset forfeiture seizure. Totally illegal, but they just do it. No judge, no jury. I mean, this government is totally criminal. And so where do they take the DNA? Well, they take it to Cold Springs Harbor in New York, and that's where the Eugenics Society was funded by the Rockefellers. It became law to sterilize women and to kill their babies if they happened to be born after birth, before they could be aborted. They didn't legalize abortion in 73, like you heard Roe v. Wade. If the family courts that weren't real courts, they didn't have juries or anything, they just grab you and sterilize you, you might want to research that. But that's where they send your blood. It's now known as the Human Genome Project, but you heard about Dr. Watson last year saying blacks weren't humans, and then as a Nobel Prize winner, he discovered a DNA helix. He was there in the 40s, back when it was openly the Eugenics Society, and he was the head of it up until a year ago when he was saying blacks weren't humans. That's the Human Genome Project. And see, let me give you a little news flash. If you're under 36 years of age, this doesn't matter. Because, see, they're talking about how when they pull you over, they're going to take your DNA now. Because you're, quote, a detainee. 36 and under, they already took it and put it in the Cold Springs Harbor. University of Texas, though, there's only four institutions that hold it. And for a multi-state, what is it, six-state area, I kept telling folks about this for the last decade, and now it was in the Austin American Statesman, Dallas Morning News, but they said it was a good thing. They finally announced it to the slaves. They said, in fact, I didn't. One day they were doing news here in the station. I do the syndicated show out of News Radio 590 KLBJ, and I walked out and heard Sarah Hudeberg doing on the news, and I said, you're announcing that they take blood without asking at birth and put it in the DNA database for studying people's DNA, and she goes, yo, here's the Statesman. She just handed me the Statesman. I went, oh. But anyways, oh, yeah, they're going to take your blood at checkpoints. They already take your blood, slaves. And you know what they're making with it? Race-specific bioweapons to tailor to where they can kill people individually according to their DNA. Read the PNAC document, September 2000, Rebuilding American Defenses, talks about race-specific bioweapons. We'll come back, take your calls after the news. Stay with me, fellow.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back live. Your call's coming up here in just a moment. A lot of calls I'm going to take today. 877-590-5525. Okay. Finishing up with the DNA, and then I'm going to mention a few other stories that are coming up. We're going to go to your calls. The whole point is police departments, the feds have been caught, you know, local police, state police, the feds, over and over again framing everybody. And so they keep drumming into your head, oh, all these people are innocent on death row. Oh, DNA testing's so great. Selling you that it's 100%, just like they sell you that fingerprints are. But it's very easy to frame people with fingerprints as well. You just lift their prints from somewhere else, make castings of it, and place them. Just like they've now proven that lie detectors are a complete fraud of quackery that sent literally tens of thousands of innocent people to prison. This is just a bunch of quackery. So they say law enforcement officials, not servants, officials, said that the expanding the DNA database to include legally innocent people will help solve more violent crimes. And then they go on from there. Folks, they've already got your blood. And I learned about this before I was even on air about 15 years ago. And then I've had U.S. congressmen on complaining about it. I've interviewed lawmakers from Australia, where about 6 years ago they started announcing, oh, we have DNA on everyone, you know, born in the last 30-something years. It started worldwide. So there's already a global government. They're just announcing it. We have the same program, same names everywhere. But they announced a little bit early in Australia, oh, we've been taking your blood since birth, everybody 31 years. Now it'd be 36. 31 years and younger, and we're using this in criminal cases now. They take your baby's blood. They put it in the DNA database. There's also been court cases I've seen the San Francisco Chronicle report on where somebody gets a genetic disease. They go in to have their own bone marrow be pulled to then, you know, breed up these antibodies. There's different procedures. And then they'll be told by the company, oh, guess what? We already had your blood from birth, and we patented your DNA, and you owe us all this money. Oh, that's right. When you read the mainstream articles about this, or you can go read the thousands of pages of documents where the universities are bragging about it, these little criminal enterprises working with the government and private industry, they take your baby's blood, don't tell you, and then don't just ship it off to a eugenics facility to check your baby's DNA, because they're obsessed with that. The elites are obsessed with that, with breeding. But they also have it to frame you and everything else. Okay, if I don't shut up, I'll never get to your calls. The point is, this is a complete fraud. Israel stands ready to bomb Iran's nuclear sites, Times of London. They said they're getting ready to hit them. That'll probably start World War III. So get ready for that. We'll talk about that later. You know, this is a sophisticated issue, so later in the next hour I'm going to cover it. I want to go to calls now, but, you know, Keith Olbermann and all these people have really shown themselves to be shameful. I am nonpartisan. But the level, the dumbing down of the information, the insult of everybody's intelligence has gotten too big for me. You know, I've talked to Lou Dobbs several times privately. He's aware of my work. I've interviewed him. I like Lou Dobbs. He's a good guy, very credible, very serious, nonpartisan. I really respect him. She says he hates black people and that he doesn't want Obama to succeed because he hates black people. You know, Lou Dobbs is the only one that's been nonpartisan in all of this. Fox has kind of played the right-wing card against the left-wing in this. Dobbs was very critical of Bush as for being a globalist, wanting one world government, global taxes. I mean, it's all announced. I've talked to Dobbs. He has his own contract. That's why he's allowed to do whatever he wants at CNN. And she said he's a racist. I got like five clips. She went on MSNBC, a bunch of channels, and did this. I'm not going to play them all, but she said Dobbs is a vicious, evil racist. She said anybody who went to tea parties hates black people. Let me tell you something. These limousine liberal pimps, they're the ones that hate black people, and I mean literally. I don't know about Garofalo, who's just a clown. But I know that the founders of what we know of as liberalism wrote in letters and documents and Ford Foundation documents and Rockefeller Brothers documents and Margaret Sanger documents. By the way, I didn't just read mainstream articles about this for my film Endgame. I sent off to universities to get copies of the letters from the papers of Margaret Sanger and the Colgate Foundation and others. She calls black people subhuman weeds. And it's like a sick joke that all these so-called black charities are called Margaret Sanger this, Margaret Sanger that. I went to, in kindergarten, 1 year in Dallas when we moved to Rockwall, I went to Margaret Sanger Elementary School with a statue of her out front. This was a woman who got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. Now, my whole issue is they talked about how they had to hire blacks to fool the blacks into letting them give them welfare to break up the family so there wouldn't be a man in the house knowing that would create a breakdown of society. They knew this so they could put young black men in jail. Go read it for yourself. These are cold-blooded people. Blacks had about 10% illegitimacy. Now they're over 90%. I'm not knocking single families. These eugenicists who broke up their communities, they go, oh, you're against single mothers? No, but you're 3 to 4 times more likely to end up in drugs or prison. Just a fact. And you know what you did. Shame on you. Now, that's how the real racists do. They're limousine liberals. And you get a bunch of good Americans, and we sent cameras down to the San Antonio Tea Party, tons of black folks, Hispanics there. 98%, most of the polls are 99%, 1,000 to 1 phone calls to Congress against the banker bailout takeover. It's nonpartisan, libertarians, conservatives, liberals. But see, the media wants to make it conservative liberal, so liberals go, well, I better be against the tea parties. I better be for the banker takeover. And $12.8 trillion bipartisan spent in 6 months. That's the GDP in 6 months. Half the year since they did that, October to last month, 6 months, and they've already spent an entire U.S. GDP. It's $200 billion short. It's $12.8 trillion. But, again, that was only 5 months. They always issue a month late. So in 5 months, to be technical, but issued on the six-month anniversary of October 3rd. So it's actually over 13 trill. But the number is 12.8 trill we've got. And you say, hey, I don't want to devalue the dollar, bankrupt the country, owe all this fiat money to the private banks. We give the private offshore banks our $12.8 trillion. Then we pay them interest to give them our money. That's how this New World Order fraud works. It was the Ron Paul people, i.e. this show and other talk shows like it, that were having tea parties back in October. We had one in Austin, had them in D.C., had them in Boston, had them in San Diego. That gets partially hijacked by Glenn Beck and other fake conservatives. But so what? I got calls last week from all over the country. I sent a crew out to one of the things in San Antonio. There were about 7,000 people there. Keith Olbermann and others say there were less than 10,000 nationwide. Folks, I have seen videos of New York and Atlanta where there was more than 10,000 per city. But notice they cheerlead the illegal aliens, waving Mexican flags, protesting for literally the fall of the United States and bankrupting the states further with all the welfare and Medicaid and Medicare. But then citizens go out and are bipartisan, and they come out not just on CNN and MSNBC, but everywhere and say, period, they hate black people. Now, that is just incredible race baiting. Incredible. But that's what the left does, the fake left, the foundation left. They're here to divide and conquer America. They're here to make sure we never come together against the offshore banks, the ultra-rich, the elite setting up world government. See, the big banks brag in Carol Quigley's book and in all these different documents by Rand Corporation and others, they brag that they want big governments that destroy the middle class to get rid of their competition and then transfer all the wealth. Well, here's an example. 30-1. For every $1 in welfare, 29 of it goes to the bankers. So that's the bottom line here. And to have her doing this is just incredible. Okay, I promise. Your call straight ahead. Forrest, Rick, Tom, Matthew, George, Paul, Brian, many others. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's been redesigned and updated with a ton of new info. Check it out. We'll be right back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Texas.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We are back live. All right, going to your calls throughout this hour into the next. I've got a bunch of other news that is very important as well. I'll be getting into dealing with our liberties and freedoms. But just finishing up with the controlled corporate press owned by the military-industrial complex, posing as the liberal press. Their job is to divide the American people against each other. So Garofalo and others all over these stations are meant to come out and sound ridiculous and meant to create hatred of the left by the right and vice versa. This is divide and conquer. And it's Fox News' job now that the right is out of power to pose as the opposition. Because they're out of power, why, they can be the opposition, and suddenly, yes, there's a new world order, Sean Hannity says, and they want a bank of the world, we've got to stop it. And Rick Perry, the feds are tyranny, they're coming down on us with tyranny, we need to secede. And then a couple days later, oh, I was just joking. Because he's blown his credibility, you know, letting the globalists take over with the Trans-Texas Corridor, and violating the will of the legislature and the people's votes, and going to Bilderberg Group meetings, and trying to force kids to take HPV shots, and... But at least we're forcing them to admit all this is real and true now. All these years, people said there wasn't a new world order, and now they have to admit it. The point is, they want us to divide into a left-right paradigm instead of saying no to domination. It's liberty versus tyranny. All right, I'm done talking about that. Let's talk to Forrest in Austin, Texas. Thank you for holding, Forrest.
Yes, sir, Alex Jones. Well, I'd like to talk about how the establishment uses the Bible teaching, the Word of God, how they twist it to further their agenda, and also about the Tea Party and how they demonize people, like you're talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, in Romans 13, it's really talking about being a prayer and praying for the government to be of God, and also be a war on the people. When it talks about going into the kingdom of God is harder than a camel cigarette going through the eye of a needle, what they're talking about are the trillionaires, because I know people, I've driven people over the years to the airport who are hundreds of thousandaires, millionaires, multimillionaires, and they're all good people, and they donate to charity, and they are following God's will by not sinning and working their butts off in order to, you know, to like get where they are. So there is a war on the people, and these people who the establishment wants us to think are rich and need to pay more, those are the people that create jobs.
Well, you have to look at the context of everything Christ was saying. He was pointing down the wall in Jerusalem at the Eye of the Needle, which was one of the smallest gates in the Jerusalem wall, that a camel would have to crouch down to crawl through. So it's all specific, but go ahead and make your Tea Party point, because I've got a comment about Romans 13.
Yes, sir. Well, it was cool meeting Jason Wormans there. He does a show in your studio during weekdays, and it was cool seeing your chemist crew out there. And, yeah, man, I mean, the establishment wants to put people in a box, but all I saw were just good-hearted, all-loving Americans who are tired of tyranny and who were getting together.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians are all together. Americans aren't allowed to say that they don't want a massive tax rate. That's terrorism. I mean, if you read all these federal reports that we've been breaking, if you read these reports, it says you protest the private Federal Reserve, you're a terrorist. It says you're a returning veteran. See, they know the military isn't going to want to go along with deploying in the U.S. as the globalists implode us. So they're saying, oh, the military that doesn't follow orders, they're terrorists. And they're white supremacists. So they're trying to divide blacks and whites and Hispanics from each other in the military. Like if you say, oh, I don't like what the banks are doing. Oh, my gosh, you're a white supremacist. See, it isn't going to work. So let the establishment desperately say, look, 98% of Americans in major polls, there have been Scripps Howard News Service polls. I've seen polls put out by Gallup. I mean, a bunch of them. 98%. Or in some cases, more percentage against what the bankers are doing. And then Garofalo says, oh, no, they all just hate black people. But it's the same. That's a White House talking point. By the way, he's not even black, so it doesn't matter. He's 6.5% African. He's half white, and the other half is mainly Arab. But side issue, it doesn't matter what Barack Obama is. The point is they're making it about that because they can't go off of what he actually stands for. Now, there is a viral YouTube video of Baptist pastor beaten and tased by Border Patrol, 11 stitches, a Baptist preacher. And we've got him coming on tomorrow, by the way, on the weekday show. Now, he tells the story. They have these checkpoints 75 to 100 miles in. Everybody gets sick of being stopped at them. They only search citizens, it seems. I've been through them. And they want to search him. He says, no, you've got to have a Fourth Amendment. You can't just stop everybody here randomly. So they double tase him, beat his head in the ground, bust his head open, and they always falsely charge you with assaulting them, even when it's on tape that you didn't. And then this is what Liberal Spirit said when I just happened to click on the video and watch it. This is just one of the comments of hundreds. With all due respect to this gentleman, those who believe in the Bible should remember the admonishment to render to Caesar that which is Caesar's. When you resist illegal recognized authority, you take responsibility for the consequences of your action. Had this man simply assented to the search because he had nothing to hide, apparently none of this would have happened. You mean in Dallas when they pull you over and throw chalk in the back of the car and then take your car and then go take your house? Dallas Morning News admits to thousands of citizens. You mean when Hitler was doing what he did, we should have not fought him because, oh, that's a government, you know, that's of the Lord. What about when Moses wouldn't do what Pharaoh said? I thought the government was put in by God. Why were almost all of the prophets put in the lion's den, put in the furnace, crucified, boiled in oil? Why was Paul in prison? Why was Paul finally killed by these people? Because he was doing whatever they said? Okay, the Pharisees, you know, are trying to set up Jesus to kill him. Saying, oh, we shouldn't pay our taxes, huh? You're saying, he's saying you shouldn't follow the government. You should do what God says. And Christ says, and Paul repeats it later, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's and unto God that which is God. He's saying that tax system is separate. They were trying to set him up to stone him to death or get him arrested. I guess the founding fathers were bad. This is a cop-out of cowards. Look, I told you this a year and a half before it was declassified. The federal government is paying off even the smallest churches with money. You wondering how you got 100 people in your church, but the preacher's got a big parsonage and a brand new car and new vans and new color TVs in the church? He's on federal payroll. Now, First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That is the separation of church and state. You notice the liberals didn't like it when Bush was violating it. Now Obama's still violating it because they're on the payroll just like in the Soviet Union. There's secret police all over the place. The bankers aren't going to take everything you got without having a police state grid in place to suppress you when you try to take over the government rightfully and bring them to justice. Let's take another call. Brian in New Jersey. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hi. I just got finished watching Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher talking about the absurdity of the FEMA camps, and boy, is he going to be surprised.
Well, his job is the same as all other operatives, Mockingbird operatives. Their job is to say there is no New World Order, there is no global government. Glenn Beck did straw.
Just feed the propaganda into your head.
Well, I mean, Glenn Beck did a straw man that I predicted. He went and covered a railway station that everybody's known as fake since 1995, Linda Thompson put out. And I predicted that. And that's it. He didn't cover the bills, the legislation, the Houston Chronicle, the New York
Times.
Not
at all. I didn't hear anything about that.
No, it's a straw man.
I wanted to get on a subject you were talking about earlier, climate control. And what's recently been concerning me is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
Yes.
You know HARP?
Mm-hmm.
They have?
Yes, I do.
And they're climate control methods, obviously. And I guess I'm myself concluding that one of the factors that they use to make that a stronger mechanism is to get the get the radio waves out and have everybody switch to you know, the high definition box.
Well, that's separate from radio waves. That's being fed through the signal. Look, sir, you know, that box is just a converter, sir. You know, I like to stick with what we can prove. I had the director of HARP, the director of the facility on last year. I had the director of HARP on the radio. Just Google Alex Jones interviews head of HARP. And he started bragging about how they can set the atmosphere on fire with these antennas. Oh, yeah. And I interviewed Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. And it was declassified in 2002. That's how I found out about it and called Livingston up. Like 90 years old at the time. I think he's still alive. And it subsequently ended up being big news around the country. They can create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, start them up. This isn't conspiracy theory. I only cover what's documented. And, yes, they are manipulating the weather. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour straight ahead.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.